Go ahead.
OK， 哇，潘大之音，欢迎大家，继续来聆听我们今天的节目。我们非常有幸的请到了我们敬爱的 Giridhar Maharaj 继续给我们讲 Krishna Book。我们现在开始。Yes。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we are discussing part two of the prayers to offer by Lord Brahma to Lord Krishna.
今天呢，我们讨论这一章的第二部分，也就是主 Brahma 对主 Krishna 的祈祷的第二部分。
Before we begin, we will chant our invocation prayer.
在开始之前呢，我们还是来唱诵一下祷文。
Krishna 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 RakshamamKrishna Krishna 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 Bahimam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Bahimam O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
O 主 Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
O 主 Rama, Raghu 国王的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, Keshava, Keshimo 的屠者啊，请维系我。
The conception of the super soul as impersonal is wrongly accepted because I see that you are the original person.
这个关于超灵是非人格的这样一个概念是错误的，因为我已经见到你作为至尊人格原初的人。
Persons with a forefront of knowledge may think that because you are the son of Mahajananda.You are not the original person, that you are born just like a human being.
你缺乏知识的人可能会认为你，因为你是 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子，所以呢，你不是原初的人，因为你就像他们认为你就像一个普通人类那样出生了。
They are mistaken.
他们是错的。
You are the original person, that is the conclusion.
你是这位原初的人，这是我们的结论。
Inside your being, the son of Nanda, you are the original person, and there is no doubt about it.
虽然说你是 Nanda 的儿子，但你是仍然是原初的人，这一点是毫无疑问的。
You are now truth, and you are not this material darkness.
你就是绝对真理，你并不是这个物质的黑暗。
You are the source of the original Brahma Jyoti, as well as your luminaries, the sun, moon, and stars.
你是原初的梵光的源头，同时呢，也是所有，你既是原初梵光的源头，也是物质的这些发光体，比如说太阳、月亮和星星的源头。
Your transcendental effulgence is identical with the Brahma Jyoti.
你的超然光灿就是这个梵光。
As is described in the Brahma Sutta, the Brahma Jyoti is nothing but your personal bodily effulgence.
就好像在 Brahma Sutta 里面所描述到的，梵光其实你就是你本人的躯体的光灿。
There are many additional incarnations and incarnations of your different qualities, but all of those incarnations are not at the same level.
有很多的 Vishnu 化身以及你的不同品质的化身，但这所有的化身并不是处在同一个层面。
You are the original lamp.
你是原初的灯。
Other incarnations may possess this And candle power as the original lamp, but the original lamp is the beginning of all light.
那么其他的化身呢，有可能他们会拥有原初的灯的同样的这个蜡烛的力量，但这个原初的灯仍然是所有光芒的源头。
And because you are not one of the creations of this material world, even after the annihilation of this world, your existence as you are will continue.
而且呢，因为你并不是这个物质世界的创造的产物，所以呢，尽管在这个世界被毁灭之后，你的这种存在仍然是会继续的。
Because if you're an original person, you are described in the Gopalakatthani Upanishad as well as the Brahmanita as Govindam Adipurusha. Govinda is the original person, the cause of all causes.
因为你是原初的人，你就在这个Gopalakatthani Upanishad 还有在 Brahma Samhita 还有 Govindam Adi 被描述为 Govinda Adipurusha. Govinda 就是原初的人，是万有之源。
In the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated that you are the source of the Brahman effulgence.
佛家梵歌里面还说到你是梵光的源头。
Now one should conclude that your body is like an ordinary material body.
每个人应该做出结论，认为你的躯体就像一个普通的物质躯体一样。
Your body is akshara, indestructible.
你的躯体是 akshara, 也就是说不可摧毁的。
But your body is always full of threefold miseries, but your body is Satchitananda Vigraha, full of bliss, knowledge, and eternality.
物质的躯体总是充满了三重苦，但是呢，你的躯体却是 Satchitananda Vigraha, 也就是充满喜乐、充满知识和永恒的。
You are also Niranjana, because your pastimes, as the little son of Mother Yashoda or the lover of the gopis,I never contaminated by the material qualities.
您的逍遥时光，不管是作为Yashoda妈妈的小儿子，还是作为Gopi们的爱侣，都是从来不会被物质品质所污染的。
And although you presented yourself as so many cowherd boys and calves, your transcendental potency was not reduced.
而且呢，尽管你将自己展示为这么多的牧牛头和牛犊，你这超然的能量。绝不会有任何的减少。
You are always complete.
你总是完整的。
As described in the Vedic literature, even if the complete is taken away from the complete, the supreme absolute truth, it remains the complete supreme absolute truth.
就好像在伟大文献里面所描述的一样，即便这个完整的又被从完整当中拿走，但也就是从这个至尊绝对真理中拿走，但它仍然是完整的至尊绝对真理。
Now, although many expansions from the complete are visible, the complete is one without second.
而且呢，尽管很多的扩展都是从这个完整而来的扩展都是看得见的，但是这个完整的整体仍然是独一无二的。
Since all your pastimes are spiritual, there is no possibility of their being contaminated by the material modes of nature.
因为你的逍遥时光是灵性的，所以呢，他们是不可能被物质自然属性所污染的。
When you place yourself as subordinate to your father and mother, Nanda Yashoda, you are not reduced in your potency.
当你将自己从属于你的父亲和母亲，也就是 Nanda 和 Yashoda 的时候，你的能量没有任何的减损。
This is an expression of your loving attitude towards your devotees.
这呢，只是你对你的你的奉献者的爱心态度的一个表达而已。
There is no second identity to compete with you.
没有任何一个另外的存在能够跟你相竞争。
A person with a poor fund of knowledge concludes that your appearance and pastimes are simply material designations.
一个缺乏知识的人，他会认为你的显现以及逍遥时光都只是一些物质的展示。
You are transcendental to both nature and knowledge, as it is confirmed in the Gopalakatthani Upanishad.
就好像在Gopalata Pani Upanishad 所确证到的一样的，你是超越，你既超越于黑暗，也超越于知识。
You are the original Amrita, or indestructible nectar of immortality.
你是原初的 Amrita, 也就是说不朽的不可摧毁的甘露。
As confirmed in the Vedas, Amritam Shashvatam Brahma.
就好像在伟达经里面所确证到的一样 ,Amritam Shashvatam Brahma.
Brahman is the eternal, the supreme origin of everything, who has no death, has no birth nor death.
Brahman 是永恒的，他是万事的至尊的源头，他没有生也没有死。
In the Upanishad it is stated that the supreme Brahman is effulgent as the sun and is the origin of everything.
在这个 Upanishad 里面说到至尊的 Brahman。就跟太阳一样闪闪发光，而且它是万源之源。
Anyone who can understand that original person becomes liberated from material conditioned life.
任何一个理解的这样的人，理解原初这位原初的人，他都能够从这个物质的受条件限制的生活当中解脱出来。
Anyone who can simply be attached to you by devotional service can know your actual position, birth, appearance, disappearance, and activities.
任何一个人能够去依附你，通过奉献服务来依附你的人，他就能够知道你的真实地位、真实的出身、显现、消失、隐迹，或者说和活动。
As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, simply by understanding your constitutional position, appearance, and disappearance, one can be immediately elevated to the spiritual kingdom after quitting this present body.
就好像在《佛教梵歌》里面所确证到的一样，我们只要能够理解你的构成性地位、显现和隐迹，或者说和离去，一个人立即他在离开现有的躯体之后，立即就能够被提升到灵性的王国。
Therefore, to cross over the ocean of strong nations, an intelligent person takes shelter in lotus feet and is easily transferred to the spiritual world.
所以呢，为了能够跨越物质黑暗的海洋，一个有智慧的人，他就会脱离你的莲花组，并且轻易就能被转到灵性世界。
There are so-called meditators.Who do not know you are the Supreme Soul.
有很多所谓的冥想的人，他们并不知道你是至尊的灵魂。
As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, you are the Supreme Soul present in everyone's heart.
就好像在《佛教梵歌》里面所说到的一样，您是每一个人心中的至尊的灵魂。
Therefore, there is no necessity of once meditating on something beyond you.
所以呢，没有任何的必要去冥想一个超越于你的事物。
One is always absorbed in meditation on a spiritual form of Krishna, easily crosses over the ocean of material existence.
如果一个人他一直都沉浸在对您的原初的作为 Krishna 这个原初的形象的冥想当中的话，他就能够轻易跨越物质黑暗的海洋。
The persons who do not know you are the Supreme Soul remain within this material world in spite of this so-called meditation.
但是那些不知道你作为至尊灵魂的人，尽管他们在进行所谓的冥想，他们仍然会停留在这个物质世界。
If by the association of your devotees, a person comes to the knowledge that Lord Krishna is the original Super Soul, then it is possible for him to cross over the ocean of material ignorance.
如果一个人通过得到奉献者的联谊，最终能他知道了主 Krishna 就是至尊的超灵，原初的超灵，那么他就有可能会跨越这物质愚昧的海洋。
For instance, when a person makes a rope for a snake, he is filled with fear. But as soon as he understands that the rope is not a snake, he is liberated from fear.
就比如说，如果一个人把绳子误当成一条蛇，他就会充满恐惧。但一旦他明白了这条绳子并不是蛇， 他就是从恐惧当中解脱出来。
If one understands your personal teachings or as stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
因此如果一个人他通过你的就像薄伽梵歌里说的你的个人的教导的话他理解了你。
Or through your pure devotees, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam and all other Vedic literatures.
或者说，通过您的纯粹奉献者，就好像圣典薄伽梵以及其他所谓的伟达文献当中所说到的一样。
If one realizes that you are the ultimate goal of understanding, no longer fears material existence.
如果一个人意识到你就是理解的最终目的，那么他就。不需要再恐惧这个物质存在，不需要再害怕物质存在。
So-called liberation and bondage have no meaning for a person who is already engaged in your devotional service, just as rope is not fearful to a person who knows that it's not a snake.
那么一个已经在从事对你奉献服务的人来说，那么这种所谓的解脱和或束缚对他来说已经毫无意义了。就好像一根绳子对一个知道他并不是蛇的人来说他也不会有任何的恐惧。
A devotee knows that this material world belongs to you and he therefore engages everything in your transcendental loving service.
一个奉献者他知道这物质世界是属于你的所以呢他就会运用一切来对您进行超然的爱心服务。
But there is no bondage for him.
所以呢，对于他来说，并没有束缚可言。
For a person who is already situated in the sun planet, there is no question of the appearance or disappearance of the sun in a name, day or night.
对于一个已经处在太阳星球里面的人来说，那么就不存在以白天或者黑夜的这个名义而看到的这个太阳的显现或消失，不存在这样的问题。
It is also said that you, Krishna, are just like the sun, and that Maya is like darkness.
那么还可以说呢 ，Krishna， 您就好像是太阳，而 Maya 就好像黑暗。
When the sun is present, there is no question of darkness.
当太阳存在的时候，就不存在黑暗的问题。
So for those who always remain in your presence by engaging in your service, there is no question of bondage or liberation.
所以对于那些一直从事对你奉献服务的人而停留在你的存在也就是和你一起灵同在的话那么就不存在解脱或束缚的问题了
They are already liberated
他们已经解脱了
On the other hand, persons who falsely think themselves to be liberated while taking shelter of your lotus feet fall down because their intelligence is not pure
那么从另外一个方面来说如果有一些人他们虚假的认他们不脱避你的莲花族的情就虚假的认为自己已经解脱的话人这样的人仍然会堕落下来因为他们的智慧是不纯粹的
If one therefore thinks that the super soul is something different from your personality and thus searches out the super soul all the supreme brahmanas somewhere else in the forest or in the caves of the Himalayas This condition is very unnatural.
因此，如果一个人认为，超灵和您本人是有区别的话，因此他在其他的任何地方去寻找超灵或至尊的 Brahman， 那么，比如说像在森林里面，或者在喜马拉雅的山的这个岩洞里面去寻找，那么他的这样一个状况就是很让人悲伤的。
Your teachings in the Bhagavad Gita.Are that one should give up all other processes of self-realization and simply surrender unto you. That's deep.
你在薄伽梵歌当中的教导是一个人应该放弃其他所有的觉悟自我的程序，而只是归依于你。那么这因为这就是完整的。
Because you are the supreme in every respect, those who are searching after the Brahmani faults are also searching after you.
因为你在每一个方面都是至尊的，所以呢，那些寻找梵光的人，事实上也是在寻找你。
And those who are searching after super soul realization are also searching after.
而那些试图去寻找试图去达到觉悟的能够觉悟到超灵的人，事实上也是在寻找你。
You state in the Bhagavad Gita that you yourself, by your partial representation as a super soul, have entered into this material cosmic manifestation.
那么你在《薄伽梵歌》当中所说到。你本人就通过超灵这样一个偏权的展示，你就已经进入到了这个物质宇宙展示当中。
You are present in everyone's heart, and there is no need to search out the super soul anywhere else.
你存在于每个人的心中，所以呢，根本就没有必要在任何其他的地方去寻找超灵。
If someone does so.He is simply in ignorance.
如果一个人能够这样做的话，那就完全是愚昧。
One who is transcendent to such a position understands you are limited.
一个超越于这样一个地位的人，他就能明白您是无限的。
You are both within and without.
你既在内也在外。
Therefore, your presence is ever.
所以呢，你的灵在是无处不在的。
Instead of searching for the super soul anywhere else, a devotee only concentrates his mind on you within.
一个奉献者他不会到任何其他的地方去寻找超灵，而会将你的心意专注于内在的你。
Actually, one who is liberated from the material concept of life can search.
事实上，一个已经摆脱了生命的物质化概念的人，才能够去寻找你。别的人是没法去寻找到你的。
The analogy of thinking the rope to be a snake is applicable only to those who are still ignorant of you.
这个把绳子当作蛇的这样一个例子，只是适用于那些人人对你仍然是一无所知的人。事实上，当一个人把绳子当作蛇的话，这种蛇的存在只是在他的心意里面。
The existence of Maya similarly is only within the mind.
同样的 ，Maya 的存在也只 Maya 也只是存在于人的心意里面。
Maya is nothing but ignorance of your personality.
Maya 其实就是指他对于您本人这样一个人格的无知。
Well, one forgets your personality, that is the conditioned state of Maya.
当一个人遗忘了您的这个人格的话，那么这样一个处境，他就是处在一个 Maya 的状态。
Therefore, one who is fixed upon you both internally and externally is not illusioned.
所以呢，如果一个人内在和外在都能够专注于你的话，那他就不会受到迷惑。
One who has attained a little result of devotional service can understand your glories.
一个人他只要得到了奉献服务的一丁点的结果，就能够理解到你的荣耀。
Even one striving for Brahmana realization or Paramatma realization can understand these features of your personality unless you bestow him.The result of at least a slight bit of devotional service.
除非你对于你对于一个人他的他对你的奉献服务的一丁点的或至少一丁点的结果，否则的话，即便这个人去寻求去那个 Brahman 的觉悟或者超人的觉悟，他也无法你作为这样一个人格的特征。
One may be the spiritual master of many impersonalists.
一个人可能是很多非人格主义者的灵性导师。
Or it may go to the forest or to a mountain cave and meditate as a hermit for many, many years.
或者说呢，他可能到一个，他一旦呢，可能会到一座森林里面，或者一个到山洞里面去冥，作为一个隐士去冥想很多很多年。
But you cannot understand your glories without being favored by a slight degree of devotional service.
但是呢，如果他没有因为从事过一丁点的奉一丁点程度的奉献服务而受到宠爱的话，他就无法去理解到你的荣耀。
Paramatmarealization or paramatmarealization are also not possible even after one searches for many, many years unless one is touched by the wonderful effect of devotional service.
一个人除非他已经从事过，已经接触到了，或者是从事过奉献服务的这种美奇妙的结果，否则的话，他即便寻找很多很多年，他也仍然，他连这个凡觉或者超灵的觉悟也无法达到。
Therefore, my dear Lord, I pray that I may be so fortunate that in this life or in another life, wherever I may take my birth, I may become his one of your devotees.
因此，我亲爱的主啊，我祈祷我能够非常有幸在今生或者下一或者其他的生世，无论我出生在哪里，我都能够被算作您的奉献者之一。
Wherever I may be, I pray that I may be engaged in your devotional service.
不管我在哪里，我祈祷我都能够从事对您的奉献服务。
And if not, I can care what form of life I get in the future, because I can see that even in the form of cows and calves or cowherd boys, the devotees are so fortunate to be always engaged in your transcendent loving service and association.
无论我在哪里，我都祈祷能够继续从事对你的奉献服务。我甚至都不在乎我将来会出生在哪一个生命形态当中，因为我已经看到了，即便在奶牛或者牛犊，甚至或者是在牧牛童那个这样一个形象当中，这样的奉献者，他们仍然非常幸运，能够一直从事对你的爱心超然爱心服务，并且得到你的怜悯。
Therefore, I should be with them instead, such an exalted person as I am now, for I am full of ignorance.
所以呢，我希望成为他们当中的一员，而不是处在像我现在这样的一个崇高的这样一个很高的位置，因为我是充满愚昧的。
The gopis, cows, and Vrindavan are fortunate that they have been able to supply their breastfeed to you.
像温达文的这些牧牛姑娘和这些奶牛，他们是如此的幸运，因为他们能够向您献上或者提供他们的乳汁，也就是他们的奶。
Persons who are engaged for great sacrifices and offering many valuable goats sacrifice cannot attain the perfection of understanding.
那些从事巨大的祭祀。或者向您献上，或者向您供上很多珍贵的这个山羊，在祭祀当中向您供奉很多珍贵的山羊的人，他们也无法达到理解您的完美。
But simply by devotional service, these innocent village women and cows are all satisfied with their milk.
但是呢，只是通过对您的奉献服务，这些单纯的村女，这些单纯的村姑。和奶牛都能够通过他们向您，都能够通过向您提供奶儿让您满足。
You have drunk your milk to satisfaction, yet you are never satisfied as much by those who have performed sacrifices.
你就心满意足的喝了他们的奶，但是呢，你却从来都不会，你都从来都不会对那些向您。那些就是只是做祭祀的人，那么有那样大的满足。
I seem surprised, therefore, with the fortunate position of Arjunanda, Mother Yashoda, and the cowherd men and gopis.
所以呢，我非常惊讶，我对于像 Maharajnanda 还有 Yashoda 妈妈以及这些牧牛郎还有牧牛女他们这样的幸运的位置。
Because you, the Supreme Personality of God, the Absolute Truth, are existing here as their most intimate, loving object.
因为您作为至尊人格守神，也就作为绝对真理，你就在这里，你就存在于这里，作为他们最为亲密的爱的对象。
My dear Lord, no one can actually appreciate the good fortune of these residents of Vrindavan.
我亲爱的主啊，没有一个人能够真正的去欣赏 Vrindavan 的这些居民的好运。
We are all demigods, controlling deities of the various senses of the living entities, and we are proud of enjoying such privileges.
我们都是半神人，我们都是这生体的各个感官的控制神祇，但是呢，我们却因为自己会享受各种这地位而感到骄傲。
But actually, there's no comparison between our position and the position of these fortunate residents of Vrindavan.
但事实上，我们的地位和 Vrindavan 这些幸运的居民的地位是无可比拟的。
They are actually relishing your presence and enjoying your association by dint of your sensory activities.
也就是说，这两个，这我们的这个地位和他们的地位是无法相比的。因为他们事实上是在品味着或者在品尝着你的存在，并且呢，通过他们的这样一些感官的活动而享受你的涟漪。
We may be proud of being controllers of the senses, but here the residents of Vrindavan are so transcendental that they are not under our control.
我们可能会因为自己控制感官而骄傲，但是呢 ，Vrindavan 的这些居民他们是如此的超然，他们是不会受到我们的控制。
Actually, they are enjoying your senses to service you.
事实上，他们是在通过对你的服务而享受他们的感官。
I shall therefore consider myself fortunate to be given a chance to take birth in this land of Vrindavan in any of my future lives.
因此，在我将来的身世当中，如果有任何的机会能够获得这样一个机会，投身在 Vrindavan 这块土地的话，我就会认为自己非常幸运。
My dear Lord, I am therefore not interested in either material opulences or liberation.
我亲爱的主啊，因此呢，我对于物质的富裕或者解脱都毫无兴趣。
I am most humbly praying at your lotus feet for you to please give me any sort of birth within this Vrindavan forest that I may be able to be favored by the dust of the feet of some of the devotees of Vrindavan.
因此我在您莲花足下做出非常卑微的祈祷，希望你能给我任何能让我在 Vrindavan 圣林当中有任何的出身，这样呢我或许就会被您 Vrindavan 的某一些奉献者的尘土受到他们的尘土的宠爱。
If I am given the chance to grow as a humble blade of grass in this land, that would be a glorious
如果我能够得到这样一个机会，作为这块土地上的一片卑微的小草，那么这对我来说也是一个荣耀的出生。
But if I'm not so fortunate to take birth within the forest of Vrindavan, I beg to be allowed to take birth outside the immediate area of Vrindavan. So when the devotees go out, they walk over me.
但是呢，如果我没有足够的幸运能够投身在 Vrindavan 森林内部的话，那我就祈祷能够被允许投身在 Vrindavan 这块土地的边缘之处。这样呢，当奉献者出去的时候，他们就会走到我的身，就会踩过我。
Even that be a great fortune for me.
即便这样的话，对我来说也是巨大的幸运。
I am just aspiring for a birth in which I will be smeared by the dust of the devotee's feet because I can see that everyone here is simply full of Krishna consciousness.
我只是渴望能够有这样一次出生，这样呢，让我能够得到这些奉献者足下尘土的涂抹，因为我能够看到这里的每一个人都充满了 Krishna 之觉。
No one here knows.Anything but the lotus feet of Krishna or Mukunda for which the Vedas themselves are searching.
这里面没有任何一个人都只是他们除了 Krishna 或者 Mukunda 的莲花足以外不知道任何其他的事情，因为这一点本身就是伟达金本人在寻找的。
It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that the purpose of Vedic knowledge is to find Krishna.
国家梵歌已经确认到，伟大知识的目的就是为了找到 Krishna.
And it is said in the Brahmasamhita that it is very difficult to find Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by systematic reading of the Vedic literature.
而在 Brahmasamhita 里面说的，你要 你只是通过系统的去研习韦达文献的话，是很难找到至尊人格首相 Krishna。
But he is very easily available through the mercy of a pure devotee.
但是呢，一个人只要得到了一位纯粹奉献者的仁慈，他就能轻易能找到 Krishna。
The pure devotees of Vrindavan are fortunate because they can see Mukunda, Lord Krishna, all the time.
Vrindavan 这些纯粹奉献者非常的幸运，因为他们能够在所有的时间都能见到 Mukunda 或主 Krishna。
This word Mukunda can be understood in two ways.
Mukunda 这个单词呢，可以两种方式来理解。
Muk means liberation.
Muk 的意思是解脱。
Lord Krishna can give liberation and therefore transcendental bliss.
主 Krishna 他可以赐予解脱，因此他也可以赐予超然的喜乐。
The word also refers to his smiling face, which is just like the Kunda flower.
这个单词呢也指了他的面带带着微笑的面孔，这就好，他的面孔就好像是昆达花一样。
Mukha means face.
Mukha 的意思是脸。
The Kunda flower is very beautiful and it appears to be smiling.
而这个 Kunda 花呢非常的美丽，而且呢看起来似乎是它是在微笑。
Thus the comparison is made.
所以呢就做出这个单词和这个，它就做出这样一种比喻。
The difference between the pure devotees of Vrindavan and devotees in other places is that the residents of Vrindavan have no other desire but to be associated with Krishna.
Vrindavan 的纯粹奉献者以及其他地方的奉献者的区别就是 Vrindavan 的居民除了跟 Krishna 联谊以外没有任何其他的愿望。
Krishna being very kind to his devotees fulfills desire.
Krishna 呢对于他的奉献者非常的仁慈，所以他会满足他们的愿望。
Because they always want Krishna's association, the Lord is always prepared to give it to them.
因为他们一直都想要得到 Krishna 的联谊，所以呢主也一直准备好了要给予他们自己的联谊。
The devotees are also spontaneous lovers.
Vrindavan 的奉献者他们也都是自发的爱人。
They are not required to strictly follow red principles because they are already naturally developed in transcendental love for Krishna.
他们不需要严格遵守规范原则，因为他们已经自然而然就已经培养了对 Krishna 超然的爱。
Revelative principles are required for persons who have not achieved such a Krishna spontaneous love.
如果一个人并没有得到这样一个自发的爱的地位位置的话，那么他就需要严格的遵守规范原则。
Brahma is also a devotee of Lord, but he is an ordinary devotee subject to following regulative principles.
Brahma 也是主的一名奉献者，但是呢，他只是一个普通的奉献者，所以呢，他也需要遵守规范原则的。
He prays to Krishna to give him the chance to take birth of Vrindavan so that he might be elevated to the platform of spontaneous love.
他向 Krishna 祈求能够被赐予一个机会出生在 Vrindavan, 这样呢他就能够被提升到自发的爱的层面。
Lord continued, My Lord, sometimes I am puzzled as to how your lordship will be able to repay in gratitude the devotional service of these residents of Vrindavan.
主 Brahma 继续说道，我的主啊，有的时候我非常的迷惑，你怎么能够回报，就是出于这种感激之心，如何能够回报 Vrindavan 的这些居民的奉献服务。
Although I know that you are the supreme source of all benediction, I'm puzzled to know how you will be able to repay all the service that you are receiving from these residents of Vrindavan.
虽然我知道你是所有的祝福的至尊的源头，但我仍然非常的迷惑，你如何能够去回报你从 Vrindavan 的这些所谓的居民当中得到这些服务。
I think of how you were so kind, so magnanimous that even Putana, who came to cheat you by dressing herself as a very affectionate mother, was awarded liberation and the actual pulse of a mother.
I thought, 你怎么可能是如此的仁慈，如此的慷慨？甚至连普特纳，他来是要通，他把自己打装扮为一个充满了爱的母亲，而来欺骗你。但是呢，他仍然被赐予作为您的母亲的真实地位这样的解脱。
And other demons belonging to the same family, such as Agathasura and Bakasura, were also favored with liberation and achieved you.
还有其他的恶魔，他们也属于同样的家庭，就比如说 Agasura 和 Bakasura， 他们也是被赐予了解脱，并且达到了你。
And the circumstances,
所以呢，在这样的情况下呢，我就很迷惑。
These residents of Vrindavan have given you everything: their bodies, their minds, their love, their homes, their possessions.
Vrindavan 的这些居民已经把所有的都献给了你，比如说他们的躯体、心意、他们的爱、他们的家庭以及他们的财产。
Everything is being utilized for your purpose.
他们用所有的事物都是为了达到以你为目的。
So how will you be able to repay your debt to them?
所以你如何才能够向他们偿还这笔债务，偿还您的债务呢？
You have already given yourself to Putana.
你已经把自己交给了 Putana.
I surmise that you shall ever remain a debtor to the residents of Vrindavan, being unable to repay their loving service.
那么我是想着，因为你无法回应这些 Vrindavan 居民的这个爱心服务，所以呢，你会一直会亏欠你他们。
My Lord, I can understand that the super excellent quality of the service rendered by the residents of Vrindavan is due to their spontaneously engaging all natural instincts in your love service.
我的主啊，那我能够明白，像 Vrindavan 的这些居民向您献上这些超然的或者是非常杰出的品质的服务的话，那是因为他们，因为是由于他们这样自发的在从事，已经是完全自发的在从事着你的爱心服务。
It is said that attachment for material objects and home is due to illusion, which makes a living entity conditioned in the material world.
据说对于物质的对象或者物质的家庭的依附，都完全是由虚幻所致。因为这种虚幻呢，只会让一个生物体被困在这个物质世界里面。
But this is only the case for persons who are not Krishna conscious.
但是呢，这只是对于那些没有 Krishna 知觉的人来说是实用的。
In the case of the residents of Vrindavan, such obstructions, attachments to heart and home are non-existent.
而在 Vrindavan 的这些居民这些情况下呢，他们就是对于这些家庭的这些依附这样的一些阻碍是不存在的。
Because their attachment has been directed unto you, and their homes have been converted into temples by your constant presence there, and because they have forgotten everything for your sake, there is no penance.
而且呢，因为你恒常的处在他们的家中，所以呢，他们的所有的依附都已经被直接转向了你，而他们的家庭也被转成了庙宇，因为他们已经为了你而忘记了其他所有的一切。所以呢，对他们来说是没有任何障碍的。
For a Krishna conscious person, there is no such thing as impediments due to attachment for heart and home.
对于一个具有 Krishna 知觉的人来说，并不存在一个出于对家庭的这些依附而产生的障碍。也没有虚幻可言，对他们来说。
I can also understand that your appearance as a small coward boy, a child of the coward men, is not at all if it's your life.
我也能够理解你显现为一个小小的牧牛童男孩或者一个牧牛郎的孩子，这一点绝对不是物质活动。
You are so much obliged by their affection that you are here to inspire them with more loving service by your transcendental presence.
你是如此的，你是如此的被他们的爱心所征服。所以呢，你就只是到这里来，通过你的超然临在而鼓舞他们，做出更多的爱心服务。
In Vrindavan, there is no distinction between material and spiritual because everything indicates your loving service.
在 Vrindavan 没有任何物质和灵性的区别，因为一切都是被用来完全投入在对您的奉献服务之中。
My dear Lord, your Vrindavan pastimes are simply to inspire your devotees.
我亲爱的主啊，你的 Vrindavan 逍遥时光只是要来鼓舞你的奉献者。
If someone takes and dumb pastimes to be material, you'll be misled.
如果一个人认为你的 Vrindavan 的超人时光、逍遥时光是物质的话，那么他就会受到误导。
My dear Lord Krishna, those who deride you, claiming that you have a material body like an ordinary man, are describing the Bhagavad Gita as demoniac in lessons to the devotees.
我亲爱的主 Krishna, 那些嘲笑蔑视你的人，他们声称你有一个像一个普通人那样拥有一个物质躯体，这样的人呢，薄伽梵歌是把他们描述为有恶魔品性的人，或者是没有智慧的人。
You are always transcendental.
你一直都是超然的。
The non-devotees are cheated because they consider you to be a material patient.
这些非奉献者他们受到欺骗，因为他们认为你是物质的创造。
Actually, you have assumed this body, which exactly resembles that of an ordinary coward boy, to increase the emotional transcendental bliss of your devotees.
事实上，你以这样的一个躯体显现，以这样的一个躯体完全像一个普通的牧牛童的这样一个躯体。你之所以这样的躯体显现呢，只是为了去增加你的奉献者的份爱以及超然喜乐。
My dear Lord, nothing to say about people who advertise that they have already realized God, or that they, by their realization, they have themselves become God.
我亲爱的主啊，我不知道怎么去，我亲爱的主，对于那些标榜自己已经觉悟到神，或者说他们认为自己通过自己的觉悟已经变成了神，对于这样的人来说，我无话可言。
As far as I'm concerned, I think frankly that for me it is not possible to realize you by my body, mind, or speech.
但作为我本人来说，我却坦然承认，我是不可能通过我的躯体、心意和言语来觉悟到你的。
What can I say about you, or how can I realize you by my senses?
我能够说一些什么关于你的话，我又如何能通过我自己的感官而觉悟到你？
I cannot even think of you perfectly with my mind, which is the master of senses.
我甚至都不可能用我的心意来完美的想，能够完美的想到你，因为我的心意是我感官的主人。
Your qualities, your activities, and your body can be conceived of any person within this material world.
这物质世界里面任何一个人都是不可能去想象到你的活动和你躯体的。
Only by your mercy can one understand to some extent what you are.
只有一个人得到你的仁慈之后，他才能从在某种程度上理解到你的真实身份。
My dear Lord, you are the supreme Lord of all creation, although I sometimes falsely think that I am the master of this universe.
我亲爱的主啊，虽然说有的时候我虚假的以为自己是这个宇宙的主人。但事实上您才是所有创造的至尊主。
many the master of this universe, but there are innumerable universes, and there are also innumerable Brahmas who preside over these universes.
我可能是这个宇宙之主，但是呢，有很多无穷无尽的宇宙，而且呢，在所有宇宙当中也都有无穷无尽的 Brahma。
But actually, you are the master of them all.
但事实上，你才是他们所有人的主人。
And the super soul of everyone's heart know everything.
作为每个人心中的超灵，你无所不知。
Please, therefore, accept me as your surrendered servant.
因此呢，请你接受我为你皈依的仆人。
I hope that you will excuse me for committing the great offense of disturbing you in your pastimes with your friends and cast.
我希望你能够原谅我，因为打扰或者骚扰了你和你的朋友以及同进牛犊们之间的进逍遥时光，而做出来这个很大的冒犯。
Now, if God allow me, I will need to leave so you can enjoy your friend and cast without my presence.
现在呢，如果你仁慈的允许我的话，我会立即离开你们，留下你来继续，就在我不在的情况，能继续享受你和我朋友以及牛犊之间这些逍遥时光。
My dear Lord Krishna, your very name suggests that you are attractive.
我亲爱的主 Krishna, 你的名字本身就已经暗示您是具有全然吸引力的。
The attraction of the sun and the moon are all due to you.
太阳和月亮的迷人之处都完全是由你所造成的。
By the attraction of the sun, you are beautifying the very existence of the Yadu dynasty.
通过太阳的迷人之处，那么你就美化了整个亚杜王朝的存在。
With the attraction of the moon, you are enhancing the potency of the land, the demigods, the brahmanas, the cows, and the oceans.
而通过月亮的迷人之处呢，你又加强了这个土地、半神人、婆罗门、奶牛和海洋的力量。
Because of your supreme attraction, demons like Kamsa and others are annihilated.
因为你这种至尊的迷人之处，这些像康萨等这样的恶魔，他们都被摧毁了。
Therefore, as by conclusion, you are the only worshipable deity within the creation.
所以呢，我的结论就是，你是整个创造之中最值得崇拜的神像，唯一值得崇拜的神像。
Accept my humble obeisances until the annihilation of the material world.
请接受我卑微的顶拜，直到这物质世界的毁灭为止。
As long as there is sunshine within this material world, kindly accept my humble obeisances.
只要在这物质世界里面还有阳光，那就请仁慈的接受我卑微的顶拜。
In this way, Brahma, the master of this universe, offered humble and respectful obeisance unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and circumambulating him three times through each of his abode known as Brahma Loka.
那么 Brahma 呢，他像 Brahma 这个宇宙之主 Brahma 通过这样子呢，那么他就三次向至尊人格首神绕拜，并且向他献上卑微和虔敬的顶拜之后呢，他就准备回到自己的居所，就是 Brahma Loka。
By his gesture, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave him permission to return.
那么至尊人格守神他就给他一个手势，就告诉他允许他可以回去了。
As soon as Brahma left, Lord Sri Krishna immediately returned to the bank of the Jamuna and rejoined his cast coward boyfriends who were situated just as they had been on the very day they had vanished.
那么 Brahma 一离开主 Sri Krishna。立即就回到了杨木娜河边，重新加入了他的这些牛犊啊，还有他的牧牛童朋友的他们人群当中，他们呢就跟他们消失的那一天一样，还坐在那里。
Krishna left his friends in the bank of the Jamuna while they were engaged in lunch.
Krishna 呢，在他的朋友们在杨木娜河边还在吃午餐的时候离开了他们。
Although he returned exactly 1 year later, the cowherd voice thought that he had returned with happiness.
虽然说他是一年之后才回来的，但这些牧牛童以为他是一秒钟之内就已经回来了。
That is the way Krishna's different energies act.
这就是 Krishna 不同的能量行动的方式。
It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna himself is residing in everyone's heart and he causes both remembrance and forgetfulness.
佛家梵歌里面说到 ,Krishna 本人就居住在每个人的心中，它造成每个人他们所有人的记忆和遗忘。
All living entities are controlled by the supreme energy of the Lord. Sometimes they remember, sometimes they forget their constitutional position.
所有的生物体呢都被主的至尊能量所控制，有的时候他们会记忆，有的时候呢他们又会遗忘他们的构成性地位。
His friends, being controlled in such a way, could not understand that for one whole year they were absent from the Jumna's bank and were under the spell of Brahma's illusion.
他的这些朋友们就在以这样一种方式受到了控制，所以他们并不理解，有整整的一年他们都没有在杨摩那河畔，因为这时候他们是处在 Brahma 的虚幻能量影响之下。
When Krishna appeared before the boys, they thought Krishna has returned within a minute.
当 Krishna 出现在这些男孩子面前的时候，他们都想着啊 ，Krishna 一分钟之内就已经回来了。
They began to laugh, thinking Krishna was not willing to leave their lunchtime company.
他们就开始大笑起来，还以为 Krishna 是不愿意离开他们午餐的这样一个陪伴。
They were very jubilant.Invite him, dear friend Krishna, you have come back so quickly.
他们都非常快乐地邀请他说，亲爱的朋友 Krishna, 你这么快就回来了。
All right, we have not as yet begun our lunch, not even taken one morsel of food.
好吧，我们现在还没开始午餐呢，甚至我们一口都还没吃下去呢。
So please come and join us and let us eat together.
所以呢，请你来加入我们，我们一起吃吧。
Krishna smiled and accepted their invitation. He began to enjoy the lunchtime company of his friends.
Krishna 微笑着接受了他们的邀请，然后他就开始享受他朋友们的午餐的陪伴。
While eating, Krishna was thinking, "These boys believe that I have come back within a second."But they do not know for the last year I have been involved with the mystic activities of Lord Brahma.
Krishna 一边吃一边心想，这些男孩子们还以为我一秒钟就已经回来了，但他们却不知道，在过去的一年当中，我一直都在和主 Brahma 一起在从事这些玄秘活动。
After finishing their lunch, Krishna and his friends and calves began to return to their Brajabhumi homes.
吃好午餐之后 ，Krishna 和他的朋友们和牛犊们就开始回到了他们的 Brajabhumi 家里。
While passing, they enjoyed seeing the dead carcass of Agasura in the shape of a gigantic serpent.
那么当他们经过的时候，他们看到这个 Agasura 就处在一条大蟒蛇的这样的死尸当中，他们看到很高兴。
When Krishna returned home to Brajabhumi.He was seen by all the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
当 Krishna 回到 Brajabhumi 的家的时候， Vrindavan 所有的居民都看到了他。
He was wearing a peacock feather in his helmet, which was also decorated with forest flowers.
他的头盔上戴着一只孔雀羽毛，同时呢还装饰着森林鲜花。
Krishna was also garlanded with flowers and painted with different colored minerals collected from the caves of Govardhan Hill.
Krishna 同时还带着花环，并且呢还有从这个哥瓦丹纳山岩洞里面收集起来的装饰着各种颜色的这个矿物质，涂在他的身上。
Govardhan Hill is always famous for supplying natural red oxides, and Krishna and his friends painted their bodies with them.
那么归我担当圣他非常出名的一点就是他会提供天然的红色的物品，那么 Krishna 和他的朋友呢经常会用这些涂在他们身上。每个人他们都有一个牛角做的一个什么东西，还有一根棍子和一个笛子。
Each of them call their respective calves by their particular names.
每个人他们都会用特定的名字去呼唤他们的牛犊。
They were so proud of his wonderful activities that while entering the village, they all sang his glories.
这些牧牛头们是如此以 Krishna 奇妙的活动而为骄傲，所以当他们进入村庄的时候呢，他们都在歌颂着他的荣耀。
All the gopis in Vrindavan saw beautiful Krishna entering the village.
Vrindavan 所有的这些 gopis 们牧牛姑娘们都看到了美丽的 Krishna 在走进村庄。
Boys composed nice songs describing how they were saved from swallowed by the great serpent and how the serpent was killed.
所有的这些牧牛童孩子们他们都编撰着很好的歌曲。去描述他们是如何免于被这条大蟒蛇所吞噬，而且这条蟒蛇是如何被杀的。
Some describe Krishna as the son of Yashoda and others as the son of Nanda Maharaj.
有的把 Krishna 描述为 Yashoda 的儿子，又有的呢是把 Krishna 描述为 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子。
He is so wonderful.That he saved us from the clutches of the great serpent and killed him, they said.
他们说他是如此的奇妙，他居然把我们从这条大蟒蛇的魔掌当中拯救出来，并且把他给杀了。
Well, little did they know that 1 year had passed since the killing of Agasura.
但他们一点都不知道，他们从杀死 Agasura 到现在已经过了一年了。
In this regard, Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami how the inhabitants of Vrindavan developed so much love for Krishna, although he was not a member of any of their families.
那么在这一方面呢 ，Parikshit Maharaj 就询问 Sukadeva Goswami， 文达们的这些居民是虽然说 Krishna 并不是这文达们居民家庭的任何的成员，但是呢，文达们这些居民是如何突然培养起了对 Krishna 那么多爱？
Maharaj Krishna inquired, the absence of the original cowherd boys and Krishna expanded himself, why is it that the boy's parents became more loving toward him than toward their own sons?
那么巴利斯大帝就询问到，在这些原本的牧牛童不在的时候，那么 Krishna 就扩展开来。那么在这样一个情况下，为什么这些父母这些孩子们的父母亲居然对 Krishna 的爱扩展出来，这个 Krishna 的爱会超过对他们自己儿子的爱呢？
Also, why did the cows become so loving towards the calves more than toward their own calves?
还有这些奶牛为什么对于 Krishna 扩展的这些牛犊的爱会超过他们对自己的牛犊的爱呢？
Sukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit that every living entity is actually most attached to his own self.
Sukadeva Goswami 就告诉 Parikshit Maharaj 说，事实上每一个生物体，事实上最依附的是他自己。
Outward paraphernalia such as home, family, friends, country, society, wealth, opulence, and reputation are all only secondary and pleasing.
所有的其他的外在的这些物品，就比如说家庭啊，还有家、朋友、国家、社会、财富、富裕和名声，对于取悦这个生物体来说，只是这一切都是次要的。
It pleases only because they bring pleasure to the self.
他们之所以是让人愉快，是因为他们会给这个自我带来快乐。
For this reason, one is self-centered and is attached to his body and self more than he is to relatives is like children is.
就因为这个原因呢，所以这个人是自我为中心，而且呢是依附他自己的躯体和自我，超过对于他的比如说妻子孩子或者朋友这样的亲戚的这样的依附的。
If there's any danger to one's own person, he first of all takes care of himself than others.
如果一个人他遇到一些即时的危险的话，他首先想到的会照顾自己，而不是其他的人。
That is natural.
这是很自然的。
That is natural.
Yes, 这是很自然的。
That means he loves his own self more than anything else.
那么这就意味着他爱自己超过其他所有的一切。
And it's important an object of affection after his own self is his material body.
那么在他本人之后呢，他的爱的最终爱的对象就是他的物质躯体。
A person who has no information of the spirit soul is very much attached to his material body.
一个对于灵魂没有知识的人，他非常依附自己的物质躯体。
So attached that even in old age, one uses their body in some artificial ways, thinking that this old and broken body can be saved.
他是如此的依附，以至于在他年老的时候，他仍然想要以很多。人为虚假的方式去保有这个躯体，他想着自己，想着他自己这个，古老而破旧的躯体仍然可以被救。
Everyone is working hard, day and night, just to give pleasure to his own self under either the bodily or spiritual concept of life.
每一个人都日日夜夜的辛苦工作，以便去取悦自己，不管是在。不管是在躯体还是灵性的生命，不管是在生命的躯体还是灵性概念的影响之下，都是如此。
We are attached to no possessions because they give pleasure to the senses or to the body.
我们之所以会依附我们的物质财产，是因为他们会能够取悦我们的感官和躯体。
The attachment to the body is there only because the I, the spirit soul, is within the body.
之所以会依附躯体，是因为，只是因为我或灵魂是在躯体之内。
Similarly, when one is further advanced, he knows that the spirit soul is pleasing because it is part and parcel of Krishna.
同样的，当一个人进一步去他取得进一步的他进一步的进步的时候。他就知道灵魂，他知道灵魂是让人愉快的，因为他是 Krishna 的所属部分。
Ultimately, it's Krishna who is pleasing and all attractive.
终极说来是 Krishna 才是让人愉快并且具有全然吸引力的。他是一切的超灵。
He is the super soul of everything.
他是一切的超灵。Yes.
And in order to give us this information, Krishna descends and tells us that the all attractive.
而且呢，为了。
And in order to give us this information, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, there must be some delay here.
And
in order to give us this information, Krishna descends and tells us that the all-attractive center is he.
而且呢，为了能够把这些信息告诉我们 ，Krishna 就亲自降临，告诉我们这个具有全然吸引力的中心其实就是他本人。
Without being, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. They told me we can talk for 22 minutes from here.
22 minutes?
Yeah.
Then what?
Then the balance will be finished.
Oh, great. Then what do we do? They can recharge. They can put some more money on.
You may see, he's doing it right now, but I don't know.
For now, it's like there are 4 euros balance.
But can, is he going to put some more, put more money on?
He said he's working on it. I don't know.
It only takes a minute to do it.
Yeah.
So can we do this?
Yeah, we can start right now. We can just continue from what we left.
Okay, so you're recording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hare Krishna, you all.
跟大家说 Hare Krishna.
Sorry for this break. We had an internet problem.
非常抱歉，这一下中断了，因为我们网络出了问题。
So we will continue now.
所以现在我们再接着来。
Everyone is working hard day and night just to give pleasure to his own self under either the bodily or spiritual concept of life.
每个人都是处在躯体或者对，就是处在躯体或者灵性的这个躯体这个灵性的或者躯体概念的这个控制之下，每天非常辛苦的工作。
We are attached to material possessions because they give pleasure to the senses or to the body.
我们会依附我们的物质依附我们的物质财产，因为这些财产会取悦我们的躯体或者是感官。
The attachment to the body is there only because the I, the spirit soul, is within the body.
之所以对躯体会有这种依附呢，是因为我灵魂是处在这个躯体之中的。
Similarly, when one is further advanced, he knows that the spirit soul is pleasing because it is part and parcel of Krishna.
同样的，当一个人取得进一步的时候，他就知道灵魂是令人喜悦的，因为它是 Krishna 的所属部分。
Ultimately, it is Krishna who is pleasing and all attractive.
终极说来，是 Krishna 是非常让人愉悦，并且具有全人的吸引力。
He is the super soul of everything.
他是一切的超灵。
And in order to give us this information, Krishna descends and tells us that the all-attractive center is he himself.
那么为了给予我们就是这个信息呢 ，Krishna 他就亲自降临，并且告诉我们，这个具有全然吸引力的中心其实就是他本人。
Without being an expansion of Krishna, nothing can be attractive.
如果不作为 Krishna 的扩展的话，没有任何的事物会有任何的吸引力。
Whatever is attractive within the cosmic manifestation is due to Krishna.
在这个宇宙展示当中，任何具有吸引力的，任何事物具有吸引力，都是因为 Krishna.
Krishna is therefore the reservoir of all pleasure.
所以呢 ，Krishna 是所有喜乐的源头。
The active principle of everything is Krishna, and highly elevated transcendentalists see everything in connection with him.
任何事物的它的活跃原则都是 Krishna。所以呢，那些非常进步的超然主义者，他能在一切都跟 Krishna 相连接起来。
The Chaitanya Charitamrita has stated that the Mahabharata or highly advanced devotee sees Krishna as the active principle in all movable and immovable living entities.
在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面说到，一个 Mahabharata 或者说一个非常进步的奉献者，他会看到 Krishna 是所有动和不动的生物体的活跃的原则。
Therefore, he sees everything within this cosmic manifestation in relation to Krishna.
所以呢，他在这个宇宙展示当中的一切都看作是跟 Krishna 相关的。
For a fortunate person who has taken shelter of Krishna's everything, liberation is already there.
对于一个他在一切当中都能脱离 Krishna 的这样一个幸运的人，解脱已经在那儿了。
He is no longer in the material world.
他已经不在这物质世界了。
This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
这在博迦梵歌当中已经有确认。
Whoever is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna is already on the Brahma-Bhuta or spiritual platform.
任何处在对 Krishna 奉献服务的人，他们已经处在 Brahma-Bhuta 或者灵性的层面了。
The very name Krishna suggests piety and liberation.
Krishna 这个名字本身就意味着虔诚和解脱。
Anyone who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna enters the boat for crossing over the ocean of nations.
任何一个脱离 Krishna 莲花座的人，他就进到了跨越生死或者黑暗之洋的这样一个船里面。
For him, this vast expanse of the material manifestation becomes as insignificant as the water in a calf's footprint.
对于他来说，这个物质展示的汪洋大海就成了。就好像是牛蹄印那么微，变得牛蹄印那么里面的水那么微不足道了。
Krishna is the shelter of all great souls, and he is also the shelter of the material worlds.
Krishna 是所有伟大灵魂的庇护，同时他也是物质世界的庇护。
For one who is on the platform of Krishna consciousness, Vaikuntha or the spiritual world is not far away.
对于一个处在 Krishna 知觉层面的人来说 ，Vaikuntha 或者灵性世界离他已经不远了。
He does not live within the material world where there is danger at every step.
他已经不再生活在这个物质世界当中，而这个物质世界是每一步都充满危险的。
In this way, Krishna consciousness was fully explained to Maharaj Pariksit by Sukadeva Goswami as he recited to the king the statements and prayers of Lord Brahma.
那么通过这种方式呢 ，Krishna 知觉就完全的被 Sukadeva Goswami 向 Pariksit Maharaj 得到了充分的解释。Sukadeva Goswami 甚至把这个说法和这个他甚至他把这个说法或者主 Brahma 的祈祷也告诉了国王。
These descriptions of Lord Krishna's pastimes with his coward boys, his eating with them on the bank of the Jamuna, and Lord Brahma's prayers unto him are all transcendental subject matters.
那么关于主 Krishna 的消和他的一些牧牛童的这朋友的这些逍遥时光的这些描述，以及他在亚穆纳河畔跟他们一起吃饭的这种描述，还有主 Brahma 对他的祈祷，都是超然的主题话题。
Anyone who hears, recites, or chants them surely gets all his spiritual desires fulfilled.
任何的人如果他们去聆听、诵读或者唱诵这些这些主题的话，那么他们肯定所有的灵性愿望都能得到满足。
Thus, Krishna's childhood pastimes, his sporting with Balaram, and the coward boys in Vrindavan were described.
那么 Krishna 这些孩提时代的逍遥时光，他和 Balarama。和这些牧牛童们在 Vrindavan 的这些游戏都就得到了这些描述。
With that, we end the chapter.
那么我们这一章就结束了。
Here are some points to consider.
那么以下呢是一些我们需要去思考的要点。
Only the devotee can understand Krishna's birth and acts.
只有奉献者才能够理解 Krishna 的出生和他的活动。
Otherwise, he is not accessible.
否则的话，人们是无法接近 Krishna 的。
Therefore, one needs bhakti to access Krishna.
所以呢，一个人需要奉爱，他才能接近 Krishna。
The yogis and jnanis cannot do this.
这些瑜伽师、这些思辨家却做不到这一点。
Another point is that Krishna is the original lamp, and other incarnations are lamps lit from it.
还有一点呢，就是 Krishna 是原初的蜡烛，其他所有的化身都是从这支蜡烛而来的。
So although the other lamps have similar power of heat and light, still Krishna as the original lamp is unique.
所以呢，虽然其他的化身他们都有这个蜡烛同样的这个特征，比如说光和热，但是呢 ，Krishna 作为这支原初的蜡烛却是独一无二的。
Krishna is the source of all incarnations.
Krishna 是所有化身的源头。
Another point that Prabhupada brings up is that in spiritual mathematics, 1 minus 1 is still equal to 1.
那么帕帕提到另外一点呢，他就说在灵性的数学当中，一减一仍然等于一。
Whereas in material mathematics, 1 minus 1 equals 0.
但是在物质的数学当中，一减一就等于零。
Because Krishna is complete.
因为 Krishna 是完整的。
So even if something is subtracted from Krishna, then he still remains complete.
所以呢，即便一些事物他们从 Krishna 那儿出来，但是呢 ，Krishna 仍然是完整的。
This means that he can expand himself unlimitedly, but still.To remain complete and whole.
那么这就意味着 Krishna 可以无限制的扩展，但它仍然是完整的。
So, the laws of the material world do not act on Krishna.
所以呢，这个物质世界的这个法则对 Krishna 是没有用处、没有用的，不会有影响。
And that is why 1 minus 1 can still equal 1.
这就是为什么说一减一仍然等于一的原因。
Another point is that we will have no fear if we understand Krishna through his own teachings in the Bhagavad Gita or from his devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam.
还有一点呢，如果我们去聆听 Krishna， 比如说薄伽梵歌或者薄伽瓦坛的教导的话，我们就可以做到无所畏惧。
In the material world, one is always fearful of something.
在物质世界里面，每一个人他一直，这人们一直会有一种恐惧存在。
Usually one has so many fears.
通常情况下人会有很多的恐惧。
But we can say the sum total of all fears is fear of death.
但是我们知道，我们可以说这所有的恐惧的最终的恐惧就是对死亡的恐惧。
But if one spiritualizes his consciousness and makes it totally transcendental, then he will have no fear even of death.
但是呢，如果一个人处在 Krishna 知觉当中，处于超然状态，他甚至连死亡都不会害怕。
An example Prabhupada gives is just like a cat.
那 Prabhupada 这个例子就好像一只猫。
A cat will carry a rat by its neck, and the cat and the rat will feel that this is death personified.
啊，这个猫呢，它可能吊着一只老鼠。这个猫对于这只老鼠来说，就等于是死亡的。死亡的代表。
But that same cat will carry her young kitten in her mouth in a similar way, but the kitten will feel only love from his mother.
但同一只猫，它也可能用它的同一只嘴会叼着它的小猫，而这只小猫，它唯一的感受就是来自于它母亲的这种爱。
This tells us that death for a non-devotee and death for a devotee are totally different.
那么这就告诉我们，死亡对一个非奉献者，对一个奉献者来说是完全不一样的。
For a non-devotee, death is the worst thing that one can ever imagine.
对一个非奉献者来说，死亡是一个人能想象到的最坏、最糟糕的事情。
But for a devotee, it is just a transition. It is a step.Towards coming to Krishna.
但对一个奉献者来说，死亡只不过是一种转变，它能够让人最终能走向 Krishna.
The enlightened soul moves from this body to his spiritual body so he can serve Krishna eternally.
那一个觉悟的灵魂，它可以从现有的躯体能够转移到 Krishna 灵性的躯体当中，这样呢，它能够永恒的去服务 Krishna.
Next point is that is a very important preaching point for us, and one that Prabhupada often mentions throughout his teachings, is that Krishna is like the sun and Maya is like darkness.
下一步呢，下一点的呢，就是圣帕帕给我们经常引用到的，非常适用于我们传教的一点，那就是说 Krishna 像父亲 ，Maya 像女儿。
And if the sun is present, darkness cannot remain.
像儿子。You mean the son and daughter?
Sorry?
Krishna is like the sun.
I said that before. Krishna is like the sun, Maya is like darkness. If the sun is present, darkness cannot remain.
Okay. Krishna 像太阳，那个 Maya 像黑暗。那么如果有太阳存在的地方，就不会有黑暗。
So, if Krishna is present, then Maya cannot touch us.
所以呢，如果有 Krishna 在的话，玛雅就不会触碰我们。
If we are actually taking shelter of Krishna, then Maya, being the servant of Krishna, will simply stand with folded hands, and she will be there to assist us rather than to try to take us away from the service of Krishna.
那如果我们完全的脱避 Krishna 的话，那 Maya 作为 Krishna 的仆人，他只会双手合十站在那里，协助我们去服务 Krishna， 而不会是说把我们从 Krishna 身边带走。
The next point is that those who are engaged in Krishna's service are truly liberated.
下一点呢，就是说一个服务于 Krishna 的人，他事实上他已经解脱了。
But those who falsely think themselves liberated without taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet fall down.Because their intelligence is not pure.
但是呢，如果一个人虚假的认为自己已经解脱，但事实上并没有脱离 Krishna 的话，这个人就会堕落，因为他的知觉并不纯粹。
So only through bhakti is the devotee actually liberated.
虽然一个奉献者只有通过奉爱才能解脱。
And those such as the impersonalists, they will think themselves liberated, but without taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, they will fall down.
那比如说那些非人格主义者，他们以为自己已经解脱了，但是如果他们不脱离 Krishna 的莲花走的话，他们最终还是会堕落。
So we should understand that any other process, besides Krishna consciousness, will not get us the ultimate liberation.
所以呢，我们应该明白到，除了 Krishna 之觉以外，任何其他的宗教程序都不会给予我们终极的解脱。
The ultimate liberation is to be reinstated in our constitutional position as a servitor of Krishna.
终极的解脱就意味着把我们置于我们作为 Krishna 永恒的仆人这样一种原初的构成性地位之中。
And each of us, according to our swarup or our original relationship with Krishna, will serve him eternally in that way.
那我们每个人根据我们跟 Krishna 原初的关系，我们就会处在这种关系当中去服务于 Krishna。
This is what the sincere practitioner of Krishna consciousness has to look forward to.
那么这就是一个真诚的修习 Krishna 知觉的人他期盼去做的事情。
Next point is that the only thing required for us is to surrender to Krishna only.
下一点呢，就是我们唯一需要做的事情就是只是脱离 归依 Krishna。
We don't need to add or subtract or in any way adjust this formula.
我们不需要加，也不需要减，或也不需要以任何的方式对这个公式做出删改或者调整。
This is the last teaching of Bhagavad Gita.
这是薄伽梵歌的最后一个教导。
Sarvadhamam pichaya monikam sharanabraja. Simply surrender to me.
只是
归依我。I will protect you.
我只是归依我，我就会保护你。
So this is very simple, a very simple principle.
所以这是一个很简单的原则。
Another point is that the yogis and impersonalists cannot understand Krishna, only the devotees can.
还有一点呢，就是这些瑜伽师、这些思辨家，他们都无法理解 Krishna， 只有奉献者才能理解 Krishna。
So when people come to us and tell us that this system of yoga or this impersonalist path is the same as Krishna consciousness, we should understand that it is not.
所以呢，当一个人跟我们讲什么非人格主义或者这其他的瑜伽程序的话，我们这样说到，我们都他们会以为这是 Krishna 知觉，但其实这并不是 Krishna 知觉。
These paths will not reinstate us in our original position of service to Krishna.
这些大路并不会把我们重新置于对于 Krishna 永恒的服务这样一个原初的地位。
Next point is that Lord Brahma himself. Even as exalted as he is, the topmost personality of this universe, he prays to be born as a devotee.
还有一点就是说，主 Brahma 本人，连他作为这个整个物质世界最崇高的一个最原初的人，最高的地位一个主人，他都祈祷能够最终会投身在作为 Krishna 的奉献者。
So if Brahma is praying like that, just see how exalted is the position of a devotee.
所以我们看到连主 Brahma 都这样祈祷的话，我们就可以看得出来一个奉献者的地位是多么崇高。
And we should, when we mean devotee, we mean pure devotee.
那我们讲的奉献者，那就意味着纯粹奉献者。
We don't want anything else than pure devotion for Krishna.
除了对 Krishna 的纯粹奉爱之外，我们没有任何其他的愿望。
So this way, Brahma, he marvels at the Braja Bhakti. He's marveling at the devotees of Braj practicing their bhakti. It's amazing to him.
所以呢，这个主 Brahma 对看到这个Braja 的这些奉爱的话，他非常的震惊。
And as he states in his prayers, he desires to take birth in Braj.
那么在他这个祈祷当中，他就说他渴望能够投身在 Braja。
He said, any birth at all, just so I can be favored by the foot dust of your devotees.
他说任何的出身都没有关系，只要我能够得到你的奉献者脚下的尘土。
He considers the foot dust of the Vaishnavas in Braj, the Brajabhatis, to be so exalted.
他认为这些 Brajabhatis, 这些 Brajas 这些奉献者的这种奉爱是非常非常崇高的。
And even further, he says, that if I'm not so fortunate to take birth directly in brush, then let me take birth just outside of brush.
然后他进一步又说到，如果我没有这样的幸运能够投生在 Braja 的话，那么就让我就在 Braja 外面投生。
Because when the Brajavasis walk out of Braj, for whatever reason, they may, step on me with their lotus feet and bless me.
因为他说当 Braja 的居民最终他如果他们离开 Braja 的时候，那么如果有幸他们的莲花足就会踩在我身上。
So he has so much faith in the potency that the Brajavasis have.
所以呢他对这些 Brajavasis 的这个力量有巨大的信心。
Another point that was noted is that the Brajabasi, they offer their homes as temples and everything else within them, to Krishna.
还有点呢，就是这些 Brajabasi, 他们把自己的家变成了庙宇，然后他们把家里所有的一切都用来服务于 Krishna.
We too can do that.
我们也可以这样去做。
We should learn how to make our homes like temples for Krishna.
我们也应该把自己的家变成对 Krishna 的庙宇。
Install the altar of Krishna.
然后我们在家里要安放 Krishna 的神坛。
Have pictures or have deities, to worship.
我们要在家里要有照片或者神像以便崇拜。
Make offerings of nicely prepared foodstuffs. Offer artiques.
我们要向 Krishna 做出供奉，供奉好的食物，然后要做很好的 artique.
Offer the Lord nice flowers.
还向主供奉很好的鲜花。
And all the other things that we can do, which are not very costly, but Krishna is not really interested in the offering, material aspect of the offering, but he is more interested in the love, by which we are offering this to him.
以及其他的任何东西，其实 Krishna 真正接受的或者他被吸引他的不是我们的物质上的供奉，而是当我们供奉的时候对他所抱含的所抱着这种愤慨之心。
The next point is that no one can understand Krishna with material senses. It's only by his mercy.
还有一点呢，我们就任何人不可能通过物质的感官去理解 Krishna， 只有通过 Krishna 的仁慈我们才能理解他。
So we should beg, borrow, or steal, but somehow or other we should get the mercy of Krishna.
所以呢，我们可以去乞，可以去乞讨，可以去偷，可以去抢，但我们应该想尽千方百计要得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
And by His mercy alone, we can actually begin to understand Him.
只要得到他的仁慈，我们就可以真正的开始理解他。
And as Bhagavad Gita says, "Janma karma chame devyam," that if one can understand something of the birth and the activities of the Supreme Lord, he will never have to take birth in this material world again.
就像国家凡哥说到，如果一个人理解了 Krishna 的出生和活动的话，他就不需要再次投身到这个物质世界了。
The last point is that Krishna, the Krishna conscious person, he does not live within this world, but he's living with Krishna in the spiritual realm.
最后一点呢，就是说一个具有 Krishna 知觉的人，他已经不再生活在这个物质世界，他已经和 Krishna 一起在灵性的王国了，灵性的居所了。
This is the position of great souls, pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada.
就比如说像圣帕帕这样的伟大的纯粹的灵魂。
That although they walked amongst us, that here was a soul that was sent by Krishna andHe was always in the spiritual world.
虽然说他是和我们一起同在，但是他实际上是由 Krishna 所派过来的，是从灵性世界而来的。
So he was doing a service here, but at the same time he was always with Krishna.
所以呢，他虽然在是在这里做服务，但同时呢，他是一直与 Krishna 同在。
He often said, "There was never a time when I forgot Krishna."
他经常会说，他说没有任何的时间。我没有任何的时间我会遗忘 Krishna.
So we cannot imitate him.
所以我们不能模仿他。
But we should learn to follow in his footsteps.
但是呢，我们应该学习去追随他的步伐。
As is said, Mahajana Yena Gatas Apanta, that we are meant to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans, the great souls.
就好像他说的，我们应该努力的去追随这伟大灵魂的步伐。
And if somehow we can, somehow or other we can do that, then our lives will become perfect.
如果我们能够想办法做到这一点的话，我们的生命就能达到完美。
So that should be our...
来吧。
Hare
Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, so, yes. Now, so that ends our class. And I'd like to thank Gopi Geeta Mataji for her nice translation, as always.
那么今天这堂课就讲到这里，我们感谢 Gopi Geeta 的翻译。
And to thank Shashi Gopal Prabhu for facilitating.
感谢 Shashi Gopal Prabhu 给我们提供的条件。
Thank all of you for listening.
感谢大家的聆听。
Thank you for being patient with us due to this little internet problem.
感谢大家因为对于我们这个遇到的这个网络问题的这种耐心。
And finally, I'd like to mention that.There'll be a 1 week break this, in between classes because, Gopi Geeta Mataji has to do a little traveling. So, we'll continue, in about 2 weeks' time rather than 1 week.
那么还有一点要跟大家提的一下呢，就是因为 Gopi Geeta 要翻译，要旅行，所以呢，有一堂课我们可能就没法上。那么下一次我们就不是下星期，而是两个星期之后才能跟大家再见了。
So we look forward to speaking to you again.
所以呢，我们期待着跟大家再次讲话。
Please take care.
请大家保重。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. And sorry for the trouble. 瓦昆塔之音，感谢大家的聆听和参与，我们下一次再见。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.